Okay, that was the Hunter from Hull and East Yorkshire band Trip Manhattan. Guys, really liking that.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah.
I liked the kind of, because the first one was fairly happy and that was a bit, like you say, a bit darker.
Yeah, the first one was about one night stand, so I was bound to be happy, wasn't it?
Well, not in a bad way. I mean, our old singer actually wrote that, that was Jane, and she did a good, really good job with the lyrics of that song.
Mm.
Caroline had to work at getting them right when she sang them in the studio. But with that little bit of effort, I think she does a good job and took over the range from Shane very well.
Absolutely. Sure. And Caroline really likes The Hunter. I mean, that was the first song that she latched onto as being like, this is the kind of stuff that I want to do. You know, it's sharp, it's punchy, it's, you know, really suits her voice as well.
It's very hooky as well.
Yeah.
I think it's great. So let's talk about where we can see you guys live. Where are you doing any gigs in the near future?
Well, Hull's a bit of a challenge at the moment. It's a funny old place, is Hull. I mean, you've got like the three sort of, you know, so-called big name venues, you know, the Welly, the Lamp and the Adelphi, and you know, you call them and they never call you back, so I've pretty much given up on those as venues. They're funny sort of places, so we're doing, you know, we're doing the usual pubs, but we're kind of getting to the point now where we'll put our own gigs on and fill the place ourselves.
That's
rather than going somewhere else.
Yeah, because I missed one because it was our Christmas party just before Christmas, and we'd been emailing, hadn't we?
Yeah, that was a big Ferriby Hall gig, and you know, we packed the place out. Well, not us, there was four bands there, but that was a really serious event.
So when you play live, you do a mixture of original and covers as well?
At the moment, yeah. We're pretty close to being sort of 60-40 originals versus covers.
Okay. But,
we spread it around a bit as well, so we don't always play the same stuff at every gig. I mean, there's some of the stuff that we really enjoy playing, like The Hunter. It's just really good fun.
Yeah.
And I've personally, you know, if we've been on stage for 40 minutes, this song comes on, it gives me a real... It lifts me back up again.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I can see that. I can hear that listening to it.
I mean, we see ourselves as an originals band, but yeah, you've got to have enough material to provide a whole performance. And we've got about an hour's worth of material at the moment. So,
and there's definitely an element of crowd pleasing as well.
There is that. I mean, that's an interesting thing. We've been sort of trying to work out what the hooks are, because there's certain songs that will get people up and dancing, which of course is what you always want.
Yeah.
And the chances are that most of the time those are going to be songs that they know. So until you've actually played loads and loads of times yourself, you're going to have to play other people's songs. And the trick is to try and find out where to put those in your set to get people going.
That's right. So what songs are they then? Do you reckon?
I guess
goes
the ones
down
that
well?
Work the best are Maria.
People love
Blondie.
Caroline actually wanted us to do that.
Yeah.
It's one she brought, and we listened to it. I got started getting a little bit nervous, because after 40 minutes on stage, I was a little bit apprehensive of the speed that it goes.
Yeah,
it is, and I still am to a certain extent, until I kick it off, because Simon lets me start out well. And he always actually starts it a little bit too fast, but that's no bad thing. The more energy you can put into it, the more people get out of it.
Sure.
And I keep getting glances from Andy when I'm on stage, because he's the man that sweats at the back on songs like this.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's a great
the whole
track,
of the second
though.
Set's pretty quick, though, isn't
Our
it?
Our second
really?
Set is just frantic, just... actually. I mean, we used to mix it up to try and get that sort of, you know, start fast, go slow, build it up again.
Yeah.
We don't do that anymore. No. First set tends to be the sort of the contemplative one.
Okay.
You know, the one that's got the more ballady stuff, the things that people are going to listen to.
Yeah.
And then by the time they've had a few more beers, we kick the second set off really big.
It's good planning, because you do take a while to warm a crowd up, I think. And if you can just, you know, get the nice stuff and the slower stuff out first.
Yeah.
And then come in with the second set. That's good.
Yeah, second set is big and it's fast and it is exhausting. You know, we genuinely go off stage sweating and tired, you know.
So what is the what other track sort of cover wise goes down well?
All right now.
We
sort of worded our own intro into that. We disguised it quite well. We took a number from Diamond Head. I don't know if you know them.
Not me, Phil. Do you?
Phil's
nodding.
I'm sure many of your listeners will know them.
Yeah.
A song called "Am I Evil." It's got the whole real rock. Big opening.
I still think that's Mars, the God of War, from the whole planet. I do.
It probably is very close to that, but it's given it the real rock edge. And sort of after we've used their intro, I'll leave a note hanging and everybody else comes in and it just comes out of the blue. Oh, they're playing All Right Now, and everybody just starts sort of moving to it.
Yeah,
it's just that kind of kick, isn't it? Just to get people noticing
that
you're actually starting again, really.
Yeah, and it's a great song. Yeah. It's a really good song. So, in a second, the last part of the interview is always the Gorillamore quiz. It's like a quick fire round.
Ooh, didn't tell us about this.
Phil does this. He does this to guests on purpose because he thinks that it would scare people away. He's evil, really. But I just wanted to cover something off. Well, you're obviously called Trip Manhattan. On the cover of the EP, you've got a picture of the Twin Towers, New York.
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
Significant?
Yeah, it is. I mean, perhaps after the event, but two of the songs on the EP relate to the kind of things wrapped around that whole Twin Towers situation. So the first song on the album, first song on the EP, is a song called All Right Jack, which isn't a rock song. We think it's probably jazz pop or pop jazz, something like that. But okay. It's a great song, but it's all around about the kind of society that we live in, where people will fly airplanes into buildings with people in. It's that kind of thing.
Sure.
And then people hiding themselves behind the niceties of society, pretending these things don't happen.
Yeah.
So that's what that song's about. And then the other song, which you aren't playing tonight, is called Hard Road Ahead, which is another one of those happy songs about a guy throwing himself off a building, like a skyscraper.
God, it's awful. And I think, if we can be serious for a moment, I was just going to say, I think it is important that, all over the world, people like yourselves are at least trying to remember what happened. It was such a, obviously, awful thing to have happened, but anyway, thank you for coming in. That's quite a sort of way to end there. I tell you what, we'll play a track, shall we? And then we'll come back and do the Grill 'Em All quiz.
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right. It's My Chemical Romance and Teenagers on The Rock Show with me, Crown Jewels, and Trip Manhattan in the studio. Silence. You're terrified, aren't you?
It's Andy.
Okay. Okay, it's the Grill 'Em All quiz. Are you ready, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right. Francis Rossi or Rick Parfitt?
Ooh. Rossi.
Yeah, Rossi.
Yeah, it's got my
style. Cheese and onion or salt and vinegar?
Salt and vinegar.
Cheese and onion.
Oh, no. Devil at the end.
Controversial drummer. Now you've made me lose my train of thought there. The A-Team or Knight Rider?
Oh, A-Team.
A-Team.
A-Team. A-Team. That is not even a question, is it?
Captain Kirk or Jean-Luc Picard?
Oh, that's a tough one, actually. I think we'll have to debate that one.
Jean-Luc,
can we get back to you on that?
Yeah. Yeah,
Captain Kirk.
Okay, and lastly, lager or bitter?
Bitter.
Oh, real ale, please.
Lager. Yeah. I'm the lager boy.
Ooh. Actually, one last question.
We wrote a song about that.
Yeah.
Hull FC or Hull KR?
My wife is a rather large Hull FC fan, so that'll have to be my answer.
FC.
Who?
FC.
I'm not a football.
It's rugby, Dave.
Yeah. Right.
He's obviously a football man. All right, Trip Manhattan, it's been a pleasure having you in the studio.
It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, I wish you all the best with your gigs that are coming up. I know you've got a few in Castleford and stuff. Do you want to just give your MySpace page away?
Well, better still, the website than actually. It's nice and easy. It's www.tripmanhattan.com, and that's all one word. And there's lots of A's in Trip Manhattan and no E's, but people get really confused about that.
All right, and if you are a manager of any of the venues in Hull that we mentioned previously and you want to book the band, then you know how to do it. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.